Biden campaign on the hunt for a DEI director. By Hannah Knudsen on April 12, 2024. The Biden campaign is on the hunt for a diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, director, according to a recent job listing. Biden's campaign is looking for a DEI director, RNC research pointed out, adding that, all they know how to do is divide. According to the job listing, the campaign is searching for a candidate who will focus on creating and executing a comprehensive strategy to attract and support diverse talent to further the campaign's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. They will also be responsible for upskilling and further educating campaign staff around DEI. It continues, noting that experience in the DEI space is essential. Key responsibilities apparently include managing and reporting on the campaign's diversity efforts, managing internal programming to support existing diverse campaign staff while also hiring and supporting diverse employees. Related, MSNBC read, GOP is anti-DEI because they can't stand black people. Ironically, the listing states that Biden for president is committed to diversity among its staff and recognizes that its continued success requires the highest commitment to obtaining and retaining a diverse staff that provides the best quality services to supporters and constituents. Yet, it also states that it, emphasis added, is an equal opportunity employer and it is our policy to recruit, hire, train, promote and administer any and all personnel actions without regard to sex, race, age, color, creed, national origin, religion, economic status, sexual orientation, veteran status, gender identity or expression, ethnic identity or disability, or any other legally protected basis. The irony derives from the campaign hiring a DEI director responsible for focusing solely on those things, race, gender, sexual orientation, etc. The call for a DEI director reminds many of the scandal with Sam Brinton, a top Biden Department of Energy official who identifies as non-binary. The Biden official came under fire in December 2022 after being caught stealing luggage at a Las Vegas airport. Brinton, who no longer works for Biden, agreed in a plea deal to pay the victim nearly $3,670 and received a suspended jail sentence of 180 days and probation, as Breitbart News detailed. Related, DEI training session.